An update now on the measles outbreak in Washington state. There are now at least 55 confirmed cases, most of them in Clark County, where 20% of school-age children are not vaccinated for the disease. Public health officials in Clark County say the outbreak was 100% preventable. Meanwhile, area clinics are scrambling to keep up with sudden demand for the vaccine. We'll keep an eye on that story. Meanwhile, in Nashville, a new ballet premiering tonight poses a provocative question. Did William Shakespeare have a black lover? And was the dark lady mentioned in Shakespeare's sonnets a brothel owner from the late 16th century in London called Black Lucy? That mystery became the subject of the 2015 book Lucy Negro Redux, which is now coming to the stage. Craig Havighurst of member station WMOT in Tennessee reports.
It began because 31-year-old poet Caroline Randall Williams loves Shakespeare's sonnets.
My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red, and her lips red.
When Williams read about an English professor at the University of Chichester who'd found circumstantial evidence tying William Shakespeare to Lucy the brothel owner, Williams flew to England to meet him and make the mystery her own.
She was a historical figure, but she's also, more importantly, this bigger picture idea about the reality of being a dark lady in the world.
Lucy shows up in 16th century court documents related to her business. Other accounts place her and her employees at an upscale Christmastime revelry in 1594, where Shakespeare staged a comedy of errors. And sonnets 127 to 154 are sensual tributes to a mistress.
If snow be white, why then her breasts are done. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head.
Out of all that, Williams and the Nashville Ballet conceive a plausible truth.
Really, that truth is embodied in, you know, Rhiannon gives Lucy music, Kayla gives Lucy a body, I give Lucy words.
Kayla is Nashville dancer Kayla Rouser, one of the few African-American lead ballerinas at work in the U.S. today. And Rhiannon is roots music star Rhiannon Giddens, co-founder of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. She jumped at the chance to work on the ballet because it engages the issues she's been focused on since winning a 2017 MacArthur Fellowship.
Who is this woman who might have inspired some of the most beautiful poetry that we know of? And what does that mean for me as a black woman? You know, these are the questions that she kind of posits in this poetry.
Giddens and collaborator Francesco Turisi, a pianist and percussionist, conjure a hybrid soundscape for a hybrid production. With Renaissance modes and drums, Southern old time and the blues, plus snippets of opera and jazz.
Each character has a theme. Each character's relationship has its own theme, you know. So these are all instrumental things. And then there was the idea of setting some of Caroline's poetry to music.
Say she wild, that she live by it, that she like it. Like that money, like that witness, like that grotesque and his yes, yes. And she dazzle him when she monkey shine, 'cause of how she know that he know his people shamed of how he go for them darker juices.
Besides speaking for Lucy, Williams also plays a kind of blues woman Greek chorus throughout the ballet, guiding the audience, says artistic director and choreographer Paul Vasterling.
And through her, we meet Shakespeare, who's in love with her.
Then a love triangle ensues with another figure from the sonnets, the fair youth. Shakespeare has an affair with him.
And the question is, does she really, really care?
The point being, Lucy is above such concerns. She's presented as a woman with agency and autonomy. Kayla Rouser suggested dancing the entire ballet on point, her position of strength, Vasterling says.
It's a very interesting challenge, I guess, to figure out how we present this character, Lucy, in a modern sensibility. A woman of now, a woman who is independent and who is at home in her beauty. And she's a woman of color at home in her beauty. And she doesn't really need a man to define her.
Defining Lucy could well be the subtitle of the work. Poet Caroline Randall Williams, who's the daughter of novelist Alice Randall, made that possible by blurring the roles of the historian, the creative writer, and the ardent Shakespeare fan.
Here's a black body that was meant to be this color in this time in this space. And let's consider it. Let's invite that notion. Let's give a woman in that time my face and see how audiences experience it. See how that makes me feel a new claim to something that I have loved for so long.
Meanwhile, Paul Vasterling, a gay man, was struck by the inclusive implications of Shakespeare's ardor for the fair youth.
I'm really excited about telling a brand new story in ballet, and a story that I think, that I hope, will be relevant to people, not only to women of color, because it's about that, but to people who feel othered, to people who feel outside, you know, and who have tried to figure out their, I guess, their value in the world, their ability to be loved by another, and claiming the power of their own beauty.
Lucy Negro Redux, the book, is currently out of print, but it's being republished by Third Man Books this week in conjunction with the stage production. For NPR News, I'm Craig Havikhurst in Nashville.
Skin the color of daddy done wrong.
Nashville Public Radio provided music for this story.